The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, last year's champions Kerry will face Mayo in the All-Ireland Senior Football Final at Croke Park on Sunday. Throw in at 3:30. We are joined by former Mayo footballer Padraig O'Hara and former Kerry footballer Paul O'Connor. Paul, I might come to you first. I just checked the odds before I came on air. Kerry 5-2 on red hot favourites. Mayo as far out as 11-4 with the bookies. Is that how you're seeing it in Kerry?
No, I'd say they're being a bit, they're not giving Mayo the respect they deserve, to be honest. Look, they're on merit. They're improving game on game there. So I think the bookies are being a bit harsh there on Mayo, to be honest.
Padraig, what's your take on it? Are you optimistic? You climbed Everest a few weeks ago. Can Mayo finally climb their Mount Everest, do you think?
Well, good evening to you and listeners. Hopefully. It's a big one. It's a big task. I think bookies probably have it slightly off there. Certainly the people of Mayo think we have a chance. There's good energy around the place. And here's to hope. And there's two teams left at the end of the day. It's a single game of football. Kerry are possibly arguably the best team in the country and have been for the last while. But we'll give it everything, won't we?
And sticking with you, Padraig, for a moment, where do you see Mayo as having a potential edge? I suppose it's hard to look past the full Mayo's full forward line. They ran amok against Loud a couple of weeks ago.
They did, and look, they've been brilliant all year. Young Darburn for me has been absolutely sensational. Probably hasn't got the headlines due to the other superstars, but I can't imagine they're going to have it all their way against Kerry. Like, they are just such a well-oiled machine at this stage, so well-experienced and really know what they're at. So I don't see us having as much joy as we had against Loud, but I think it boils down to attitude. I just hope they go and enjoy themselves and enjoy the game for what it is and just bring as much courage as they can to the day, and I think we'll be all right.
Paul, Kerry, a lot of their kind of main players suffering from injuries during the year, but they all seem to be coming right at the right time for you guys. Paddy Clifford, Sean O'Shea, and of course Dylan Gainey and David Clifford in unbelievable form as well this season.
Yeah, look, it's great to see Seanie back out there at centre forward. Obviously, showed a nice bit of form the last day. Paddy again, man the match performance, really fine form. Dave, it's been absolutely unbelievable all year. So look, I don't think we need to say much more about him. Dylan's been excellent. And look, I think that's probably where our edge is that we do have six forwards there when you throw in Joe O'Connor, Dermot O'Connor. I think we've six forwards there that on any given day, like, they all know the post there. And I just don't know if Mayo will have six backs to keep them quite for the day, to be honest. So I think that's where we'll... A bit of joy up front.
Yeah, Padraig, how about that? I mean, the issue when you're playing Kerry is, like, they have so many good forwards. It's, you know, you say, well, we'll mark David Clifford, and I'm sure Duncan McHugh will do a good job on him, but then you've got Paddy Clifford, you've got Sean O'Shea, you've got Dylan Gainey, and others as well. Do Mayo have the numbers? Do they have the defence to deal with that attack, do you think?
That's the thing with Kerry. There's just too many fires to try and put out, and we're not even looking at the captain, Paul Gainey, sitting on the bench alongside Killian Spillane to come in. They have so much in their arsenal, and to be honest, it's very hard to make an argument against that. We have always been a very strong defensive outfit. I really hope the lads can get the job done, but like, it's a huge task and a massive ask, because there's no team in the country with the firepower Kerry possess and the skill set to go along with it. So. It's a tall order, and it'll only be done collectively. You know, I wouldn't even be looking at individual matchups, really. They have to go out as a unit and try and put on a big, big performance.
Okay. Paul, I was talking to a Kerry man last night, and he was confident that Kerry would win, but he said just the one little nagging feeling he had is, he said, could Mayo be like that 1975 Kerry team, that young team that came from absolutely nowhere and blew the Dublin away on the day? Like, that youthful enthusiasm that Mayo having to show it against Loud in the semi-final, is that a worry?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, of course, they're obviously, he's obviously playing with a lot of confidence and, I suppose, not scar tissue, would you call it. Darragh Byrne the same, and obviously they got a bit of experience there in between them there with Ryan O'Donoghue. So if Mayo can win that bit of possession around the middle of the field and feed those three, I've no doubt they can do damage. But will they break even with Kerry there on the middle? I'm not so sure. I mean, looking at Mayo's possession from kickouts, it's been poor. And if they can't win their own kickouts, and Kerry have obviously been sensational with theirs, 28 against, out of 32 against Tyrone. If they're starved to possession there in the middle, there's no point having three players like Kobe, Ryan, Darragh Byrne inside the full forward line. If they're not getting the ball, they can't do a whole pile inside there. So it's absolutely just going to be chaos out around the middle there. And I just think Kerry come out on top. I just think we've got just the players to do it. And our kickouts have been good in the last two games that we've had 63% against Dublin, 88% against Tyrone. So I just think we'll have enough possession to get the ball into our six forwards and do the damage up front there, just to hopefully keep Bayo out there by a point or two.
Pork, I can't remember who said, was it Stephen Comerford who said it, about Kobe McDonald. Has any 18-year-old ever made such an impression on a championship as Kobe? He is that good, isn't he?
He certainly is, yeah. And coming from the lineage he comes from, it's no surprise, I suppose. He's a breath of fresh air. It's its own kind of film, isn't it, really? One chance at it, one crack with Mayo at this age after sitting the leaving cert. It's kind of hard to believe, to be honest. But, you know, he's well surrounded, well guided. And, like, is that the little bit of magic that makes a difference for Mayo? I don't know. Look, there's big arguments to make for Kerry. The outfit is what it is, and the players are what they are. But at the end of the day, as I said, this is an All-Ireland final. And if you want to look at the championship that's gone ahead of us, you only have to look back to the Tailteann Cup final and see what happened there. It has been full of madness, chaos and excitement, I think. Football has never been in a better place.
No.
So, you know, would this be the perfect way to finish it off? Absolutely. It would be the dream.
It would. Just staying with you for a second, Porrick. Jack Carney, I was reading an interview with him and he said, look, past defeats, that doesn't bother us at all. There's no historical baggage in that team.
Yeah, and I would agree with him. Most of us that carry scars are either gone or there's a couple of guys obviously still involved in the team who would have felt the burn, unfortunately, in Croke Park on All-Ireland final day. But the bulk of that team, that's not their story. And I think particularly when you get a new management in, you know, it takes on its own life form, and it's a new team. They have no history written yet. This is their first year at it, really. And I think that's the way they're looking at it. And they seem full of hope, belief in their own skill set. So I completely agree with Jack Carney. He's bang on the money. This is their story, their journey, and it's only really beginning.
Okay, lads, going to get you to call it for us. Paul, from everything you've said, you think Kerry just about?
Just about. I think they'll just have enough. I just think that bit of experience that's within the group. And yeah, I just think the few lads coming back to form there now. And I just think that there's a big performance in them. There's no guarantee he'll come out on Sunday, but I do think they'll just have enough to get over the line. But it's going to be, I think it's just come down to the home stretch and Kerry by two.
Okay. Porrick, I know what your heart is saying. What is your head saying?
I still believe in magic, you know that. So I'm gonna back the lads. I really am, and I mean that both from the heart and the head. I think they have what it takes to put on a major performance. And the reality is, Kerry are definitely out and out the best team in the country, but they've yet to perform to that level in the championship yet. So everybody's hedging their bets on they're going to do it on All-Ireland final day. Here's me hoping that Mayo can prevent that. So yeah, Mayo, I think.
Okay, Porrick and Paul, thank you both so much for joining us. I think we can all agree it's been a sensational year for football this year, and let's hope the final lives up to that. Porrick O'Hara, Paul O'Connor, thanks very much for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.